At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Goosebaba.
It's Wellness Wednesday.
Don't freak out.
With Anna and Raven.
Wellness Wednesday. It's your chance to learn something simple that you can do every day to make your life better. And today, it's a little bit surprising, but it's been a real hot topic lately. Raven, what should you be doing to make your life better?
Many things, I'm guessing. But I mean, if you want me to zero in on one thing, you can give me a hint.
Swearing may help you live a healthier, happier life in the long run.
Swear. You should be swearing.
Yeah, I do pretty well with swearing for a while. And then I get on days, and you know, because you work with me in close quarters, is that I get on days where all of a sudden I'm swearing, and I'm swearing a lot in those days. It's like you get on a roll. So I get that it might feel better for a bit, sure.
Well, it's such a hot topic lately that even Nicolas Cage is hosting a documentary about it on Netflix.
Of course.
Swear words. They're the most popular and alluring taboos we have. But the secrets to their strange power have been shrouded in mystery. Until now.
Nicolas Cage is just such a whack.
Mm-hmm. It's actually very, very interesting. So, all right, they're saying that it's okay to swear, but what are the actual benefits of doing it?
Okay.
Swearing has been known to raise your heart rate, which can help reduce the pain.
So it's like legitimate pain. So like, you know, when you stub your toe or you hurt yourself, like your first reaction is to swear. That's actually good.
Yeah.
That's a defense mechanism for your body.
Well, I've heard about that. But, you know, screaming, right? You know, exclaiming in one way or another. I've heard that. Sure.
Yep.
Swearing could be the key to improving workouts. And swearing won't just help you get more fit. It can also reduce stress and anxiety.
So my girlfriend Rita makes fun of me all the time because she's my workout gym buddy.
Sure.
I swear to myself.
At yourself, too.
Yep. Yeah. At myself while I work out so much. I like to be by myself.
She insults herself.
I insult myself. Like, I can't use examples, but I'm like, you
right,
lazy.
Because you can't say any of them. Yeah. You can't say any of them.
And my girlfriend thinks it's hilarious.
Because it is crazy.
Because it's crazy.
Right.
But that adrenaline, that anger, that I use those bad words that I call myself, make me push myself harder. So I really, truly believe that.
If I just reenact like a foul-mouthed comedy show or something like that, it's the same thing as a cardio workout. I want to make sure I understand.
Well, no, it's when you're actually working out. So if you're lifting weights and you're like, you're having a hard time with that last rep.
Okay.
If you just mutter a really bad word.
Insulting yourself.
Yep. Or just say it. Like, it's the same thing with tennis players. If you ever see Serena Williams and anything, when she goes to hit the ball, she's like, bleh!
Yes. No, I've heard the grunts.
Yeah.
Right.
It's the same thing. But now imagine if she was saying a bad word. Forget it. That ball would be on the moon. Right. What else does it do?
One study found that swearing helped drivers better cope with their frustration on the road whenever a pedestrian illegally crossed the street. And in fact, this kind of emotional relief is so common, it has a name. Lalachesia.
Lalachesia.
Yeah, that's easy to say when somebody jaywalks in front of you.
Now, Raven had to go to anger management classes.
At
one point in his life.
Yes, I did.
Now imagine if you just swore. You wouldn't have to do that.
No, swearing is what got me in there. As a matter of fact, it was a disagreement in the wrong place at the wrong time.
It was an earlier time.
Certainly at the inappropriate volume also.
But if you get road rage, you should just swear at people.
Yeah.
And instead of like acting out violently, instead you'll just make yourself calmer.
I'd like to really see that used as a defense when you're trying to talk yourself out of a ticket getting pulled over, something like that.
And the big thing is like, well, should you swear at work? Of course, you should not swear at work. Not so fast. According to research,
turns out that using the F word helped workers express politeness, alleviate tension, and bond with each other.
Yep. Let it rip, just not on the air, because we'll get a $10,000 fine.
Let HR know that we got to rewrite the employee handbook.
Yep.